miles from the big city. At night, the sky is perfectly clear. Stars. No one knows how many stars there are. The lowest figure is trillions of stars. And every star, millions of light years away from us, is bigger than our sun. This maker of the mountains, the oceans, this maker of the sun, moon, and stars, is Almighty God. My God, how could we do it? How could we disobey and contrary to the will of the one except for whom we would be what we were before we became what we are? I keep repeating, nothing. Sisters, let me be clear. In the last analysis, the two deepest mysteries of our faith are the Trinity in God and liberty in us. Our free will is a mystery, and the mystery is, on the one hand, how much, by the right use of our freedom, how much we can do. One human being with a free will, sisters, except one person using her free will, none of you would be here. You right? And myself, except one man, Ignatius of Loyola, unless he had used his free will, or according to the will of God, then there would not have been a Society of Jesus. But that same free will, and this is the mystery, that same free will that can do so much good, can do incalculable harm. A few months ago, I read a very well-written book on the six wives of Henry VIII. Remember Henry VIII? King of England. Six wives. Some, as we know, he murdered. One man's free will has changed the course of human history. But behind that one man, Henry VIII, was a woman, unless his mistress, Anne Boleyn, unless she had told King Henry VIII, "Henry, no more sex until I become queen." I think I should say this. No man masculine gender, with all God's grace, is a match for a woman's will. And how women know, how they know how to manipulate men. This same will that in a Saint Paul or a Saint Augustine or a Saint Ignatius, all three big sinners, this same will, once it turns to God, can change the course of human history. But our reflection here is to realize how deeply we have all sinned. St. Ignatius tells us, no matter whom you're giving the retreat to, no matter how many or how few people there are, just assume. These are my directives from Ignatius. Assume the audience you're talking to has committed mortal sins. Good afternoon, my dear converted sinners. Then, says Ignatius, we are to reflect. Once we realize, but we have to realize, that we have offended the Almighty, to marvel and thank God that, first of all, we are still alive in this world. Why, this is Ignatius speaking. Why have not the powers of nature, why have they not destroyed us? Sisters, I'm speaking with the depths of my soul. We should never, comma, never, run away from the cross. So far from wondering or worrying over the trials in my life, my Lord, I should thank God for sparing me and giving me the privilege and opportunity of obtaining mercy from a forgiving God. I say this and I mean it. Over the years, and the closer I get to eternity, the more I tell our Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on me, a sinner. Let me just read a few lines from St. Ignatius. Why have the angels, although they are the sword of God's justice, tolerated me, guarded me, and prayed for me? one of the saints interceded for me and asked favors for me.